somehow prepared and returned.
That's right, after carrying out another morally dubious project, while seeing some familiar faces and backs, we are also back.
Ooh, very nice. We are on air, Duran. I am Luke.
And I am Freddy.
And we are on air, Duran. Did I always say that? Yes.
We are on air, Duran, in our seedy part of this podcasting...
podcast sphere.
Whoa, the pod sphere.
Ooh, the battle sphere, Death Star. We talk Bad Batch, we make bad content, and we are bad boys. Puts on sunglasses and
lights bad a boys for life.
More like bad boys.
I've never committed a crime in my life. But we are talking about people who have committed crimes. That's right. I'm trying to think of Robert Downey Jr. He did drugs. And Bad Batch.
Bad Batch. Why are... Robert Downey Jr. doesn't have anything to do with this episode.
He did drugs, which is a crime. But which Bad Batch have also committed crimes.
But they don't do drugs as far as
but
we know.
But they affiliate with people who do traffic drugs. As we'll explain later.
Yo!
Whoa! We should probably... So, we're talking about the episode.
Episode number 5.
Whoa.
I think.
No, 6.
Sure.
Because I checked and we've got 5 episodes of Bad Batch content.
Yes, but...
Yeah, that's a good
the
point.
The first episode was predictions.
Okay, so, we're, this one is called...
Aftermath, Cut and Run, Replacements, Rampage... No?
There's one more. It's the one after Replacements.
Yeah, which
Look,
was...
okay, they've all...
Oh, Cornered.
Cornered.
Rampage.
Yeah, and then this one, which I can't remember. Decommissioned. Yes.
So it is episode 6, you were right.
I am right.
But for the wrong reasons.
Look, what can I say? Episode 6 is the best episode of Star Wars.
Oh, yes, right. Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Or but Revenge of the Jedi, as it was almost called.
As I frequently accidentally call it.
Well, you
even would, though it's my favorite one,
you would have been right if we were in the BioShock universe.
It's called Revenge of the Jedi in BioShock.
Well, Infinite Ellie or whatever it's not her name, Elizabeth opens like a portal to like France, and they have
what?
Revenge the Le Jedi.
That's fucking stupid. Okay, so much has changed in the BioShock world. Why the hell would Star Wars still exist?
Well,
it's a floating city.
She's opening portals to different dimensions.
Oh. Okay, so...
We're just, very much on a tangent here. It's my fault.
Yeah, talking about tangents, Screensaver's going to come on soon on your Dark Souls.
That's not quite Screensaver. This
I said
is,
it's going to come on soon!
Well, no, this is the burn... This is like color burn in reduction. This is different.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. But something that
no,
is...
No, this actually is good.
Oh, something that is good as well...
This episode.
Us talking about... The structure of this episode.
That is always very good. Therefore,
Never,
let's do it right now.
It's flawless. Absolutely flawless. And it starts with...
It's flawless, much like the plans of the man who we reference with our first segment.
Which is...
Grand Admiral Thought.
Oh my god, it's that Thrawn guy. Thrawn sounds like...
Thoughts.
Thorn. Yes.
Thrawn vaguely sounds like thoughts, and since we talk about our general thoughts,
yeah.
But we're better at it than everyone else who does general thoughts.
So, Grand Admiral thoughts, just our general thoughts, but better because we're not better. Let's be honest.
Well, we think it's better because we're full of ourselves, like the bad boys that we are. And...
Whoa. But then...
It's without spoilers as well, just in case you haven't finished watching...
Finish what you started, as in the Bad Batch.
Yes. But after then, it's nothing but spoilers.
Whoa, because we're talking about the entire plot in...
Crochet Granite.
Whoa. That is the opposite of nitty-gritty, because we're looking at the bigger picture, everything in the story. We're gonna cut through it like a 200-degree knife through a child.
Dude!
The point is that we're gonna go...
He's talking about a jelly baby.
Yes. They would be.
That's what he calls them, children.
That sounds worse. But the point is that we're going to go through...
The plot very quickly.
Also, 200-degree knife through a child is Anakin in episode 3.
Is it just 200 degrees?
How hot is a lightsaber?
Probably more.
Let's look it up on Rule 34.
No.
That's terrible.
We should stop and try again tomorrow. This is a weird dynamic.
Talking about dynamics.
Ooh, let's dynamically switch to our third segment.
Which is us talking about...
Everything.
So
in our signature podcast, The Nitty Gritty.
Our signature podcast.
Whatever. It's better than if I said Sigmalt.
Sigmalt. Ah, yes. The T-posing onion himself.
Who you can meet in the thing that's on screen right now.
Wow, not for you!
Well,
suckers.
It is for them as well.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Going to make a note, 6 minutes 30, put in a picture of a Siegward or Siegmeier.
Siegward or Squidward.
Siegward is his actual name.
Yes.
But in the third one, this is Dark Souls 1.
Wow, scrub.
I played all of them.
I haven't. Talking about things that we haven't done.
It's explain nitty gritty properly.
Yeah, so we're just going to talk about the nitty gritty as the name suggests.
Yeah, pick apart every thread in this episode. What is going on with my accent?
I'm going to level with you. We normally do forget a lot of things.
Yes.
We don't cover everything, but somehow we still manage to talk about it for 2 hours.
And everything that isn't in this episode as well.
Look, if you want everything that we talk about in 2 hours, probably summarized, just watch my.
Yeah, watch a different podcast. That's probably a good idea.
No. But after our nitty gritty segment,
we move on to our other signature podcast.
Yeah, our other Sigmalt.
Sigmalt podcast.
And that is.
We should just rebrand to Sigmalt.
It doesn't sound like a nice word.
No, it doesn't.
And that is. Light
side,
dark side, and the one in the middle, the Bendu. Nothing to hit yourself with, apart from a bag. Do bags exist in Star Wars?
Unknown.
You've heard it here, folks.
I think we've only seen, crates, but not bags.
Well, crate definitely exists.
Yeah, crate the dragon.
What if there's a planet called paper bag?
I wouldn't put it past... I don't know, if Chip Zdarsky writes a Star Wars comic.
A Jedi Knight called, Papa Bago. You've got Papa Noida, this is his brother, Papa Bago.
Oh, are they also Japanese? Hans Gerst.
Like Hans Gerst
and
Hans Frater. But Light Side, Dark Side, one in the middle, the Bendu, goes over something that's good, something that's bad, that we can't say on podcast, and something that's just in the middle.
Yes,
so it's just something that it's the Bendu. It's a bloody Tom Baker. That's the right doctor, right?
Yeah.
Scarf man.
Scarif man.
Yeah, Scarif. But talking about Scarif, which is in a good movie, and good movies have to have an opinion to decide what if they are good or bad. What is your opinion of this episode? Is it good batch or bad batch?
This is definitely a good batch.
Good batch indeed.
Without spoiling too many things, one of my hopes for this season was kind of proven... Well, proven.
I
this
hope
episode,
that was prude. As in, prune.
This episode was Prune Face.
Prune Face.
He wasn't in it, but it was as good as Prune Face himself.
Yes.
Something that I was hoping that Bad Batch would do...
Oh.
...did happen in this episode.
Oh.
Something more from the trailers showed up, so it's more unknown ground ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
And the action was pretty great.
And it was a gorgeous looking episode.
One of the better looking ones amongst already hella beautiful show.
Yeah.
And some good things for the future are maybe being set up.
Oh my God.
I'm pointing at my head for a good reason.
Your head? Whoa.
Much like your head, which is on
thinking
your neck.
Thinking of thoughts.
Tell me about your thoughts.
I really like this episode quite a lot. Because it doesn't hang about. It's got its thing. It does its thing. It sucks if you go away another week. But that's just the nature of TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, as you said, pretty great just all around. I think it's better than last week's.
I would probably agree. For a while, it seemed like it was spinning its wheels a bit more than before, but I don't believe that now.
I don't think it was hanging about. I think it just got straight to...
I meant, like, in terms of overarching plot. It was definitely, like, a good companion piece to last week's episode.
Well, I think this one... This one, they all impact the plot in a certain way, though.
Yeah, there is no straight filler in this show, so far, anyway. Yeah. And I don't believe that there will be.
Yeah. It's, doesn't have as much time to go by. There's not going to be arcs or anything. It's not that kind of show.
No, it's definitely more of a... You mentioned that it's more like Rebels or like Mandalorian.
I think some of like the... It's like Rebels Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
Because later Rebels does actually have arcs in some ways. Like the whole Mandalore thing. That goes on for a while.
Yeah.
Not saying it's bad. I love that, but... It does go. There's quite a few episodes dedicated to that.
Yeah, it usually reserves arcs for like the endings or beginnings of series.
Yeah,
and usually does that as like a TV movie.
What if Mandalorian had arcs? Imagine that.
Ooh, what if Mandalorian had arc 130s or whatever those ships are
arc
called?
Arc 170s.
I was only 40 off.
Yeah, that's the old model.
Yeah, have you heard of the new freaking Skyhopper
T-70 Skyhopper, yeah. Mentioned in Rogue One as well. As we've said on the podcast.
Yeah, we just spin our wheels, unlike Bad Batch.
Because Bad Batch gets to new things, and talk about those new things. Should we explain what those new things are?
In crochet granite, let's do it.
Whoa, let's crochet this granite.
Mm. Okay, so...
What was that? Mmm.
Sexy stones. Whoa.
Rolling stones. What are we doing? Just... Okay. So, this episode starts in bloody Cid's place.
Yeah, on Ord Mantell. Freaking
Omega.
Omega is practicing her bow and she isn't very good at it yet, but hell, she's trying and everyone is supporting her. And then Cid shows up and she's like, "Yo, bitches, go on another job for me. You didn't decide yet, I'm deciding for you. You're doing more of this."
Yeah, one could say you're following orders.
Ooh, you're almost good soldiers, yeah. All of you.
And so...
Or at least one of you.
So, bloody... They follow the orders, and they go to the place.
On...
Friggin' Corellia! Oh my god. What were the odds of that?
Never tell me.
Because
the second ever time we've seen Corellia on screen, I believe.
Yeah, it looks the same.
It looks pretty much the same.
Which is, we'll get to that.
I mean, to be honest, it's only a couple of years off, and since it's like a shipyard...
It could just always be like that. Yeah. I think in Solo, Corellia was all of Corellia was like presented to be shit, whereas this is an industrial place, so...
Yeah, it might be... Yeah, it will be this, but more.
Yeah, and as you said, Solo's only like 5 years after, so...
Yeah. Point being, they go there to retrieve... What are they there for?
They're there to get some head. That's right, a droid head!
Yeah, a tactical droid head!
Whoa! Voiced by the bloody guy.
General Grievous himself, probably.
Yeah, Ben will be thus.
We're not doing that again.
Sorry.
It's... What is this? Freaking... Clone Wars Season 1 again. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
We've just been there. It's a cool place.
Been there, done that. But, yeah.
Skip Season 1. It's really good.
They're there to get Tactical Droid Head, voiced by Matthew Wood. That's his name. If you laugh, you're immature. But, turns out that some other people are trying to get the head as well.
Oh, yeah. Who is there to get some... It's familiar voices with familiar faces and definitely familiar names.
Whoa, that's because it's Trace and Rafa. Martez.
From the...
Ahsoka's Walkabout.
From the most popular...
The universally loved arc.
Of Clone Wars Season 7.
Yeah.
That was a surprise to be sure, but a welcome one.
Yeah,
surprised.
I think it was interesting because... I think I've said this in the podcast, but I think that arc is actually better than the Bad Batch arc, even though I don't think it's that good.
On IMDb, its score is like 6.5.
Yeah, but let's be real, that's because some people are massive sexists.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, people like to pretend or like hope that people don't stoop that low for their criticism. And while I'm like, I don't think it's the best. It's certainly not a six.
Yeah.
That's the reason why people do that is because they're just like, you know, that kind of fan.
Yeah, and when you like compare it to like the Mandalore arc, which has scores like 9.9 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I do think the Mandalore arc is way better.
It is, but is it a 9.9 as opposed to like a 6 that the Ahsoka's Walkabout was?
No, because there's better things than the Mandalore arc. The reason why is because most of the people that watch it are people who like it, who then are, from the people that like it, are there's like maybe 20% actually rate.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if it's possible to review bomb IMDb, but probably.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. That's how you get freaking...
What you need is an Amazon account.
Mm. That's how you get when freaking Captain Marvel was coming out. Like the user score being like 20% or
Jesus
whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Which, come on.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
But talking about things that are annoying, that's because this episode wasn't as long as I wanted it to be because I enjoyed the action, which it was. What was the action in the story? We're talking about the story.
Yes, well, they get... those two opposing factions are both trying to get ahead. They get in a bit of a conflict, which triggers the alarm, and freaking police droids show up.
Oh my, it's the Popo and the police. Bloody... Yeah. They're getting in the way, there's a lot of them. And they need to figure out a way to escape with the head. And so they send Wrecker to sort of like go to the manual control override to like let them go. But he's got to jump over some leftover scenery from Toy Story 3 in order to get there.
I'm really happy that you said that because...
Was that what you were thinking?
Well, that is happening. Like Omega was also almost going to get Toy Story 3.
I was half expecting Buzz Lightyear to be next to her.
Yeah, like many other episodes of Bad Batch copy scenes from the movies. Well, this was just copying Toy Story.
Toy Story 3, yeah. And also the whole chasing after the head thing while going over obstacles is basically the conveyor belt sequence in Toy Story 2.
And it's a conveyor belt sequence like in episode 2.
Yeah, the conveyor belts that have no rhyme or reason to their direction. They're just going here, there, and everywhere.
That's a movie thing.
It is a movie thing. But it's not very efficient.
No.
But
what else is on those conveyor belts?
Bloody...
Droid head.
Droid head. Omega.
Droid parts.
Bloody trying to get the droid head. But Rafa, that's the right one, right?
I don't know.
Sorry. I don't know which. I think it's Trace.
They have the same fucking face.
Yes. No, they have different hair.
Yeah, but you don't see the hair until the very end when they take off their like hazmat suits.
Yeah. The younger sister, is like trying to wrestle with like Omega to get the thing. She took the head from Omega, left her there to fucking die.
Yeah, she gets stuck under
some droid
parts.
But she didn't actually
leave
her to die.
She would have. She almost did.
Well, she didn't go back in time. She can... No.
Yeah, and later, like, I'm pretty sure she's the same one who helps her get out of the fire pit.
Yeah, but that was only after Hunter, who Omega calls to, like her dad.
Yeah. Topples like some support beams to do something. I don't actually know what that did.
Neither. I actually don't really understand what happened.
I don't know. He was later like rappelling on like...
Oh, he stopped the conveyor belt from going.
Did he though? Because Omega did go into like the smelting
pit. That's because she fell. Because he stopped the conveyor belt from going. Because if she fell in... And then the droid parts kept going, she would just be crushed.
Oh, okay.
So, but because he stopped the conveyor belt, yeah, she fell in.
But didn't Wrecker, turn it on again after?
Yes.
Huh. But they may have been after she got out, I don't remember.
I can't remember.
But,
even though it was, like, 2 hours ago.
Speaking of Wrecker.
What?
Whilst he was jumping over the pit.
There was a comedic moment. He hit his head! How we all laughed! And then... He started saying...
Good soldiers follow orders.
I was like, oh god, oh god.
This is, yeah, he's lying there for a bit. He gets shot a couple times.
Yeah, confirmed. The good soldiers. And he did get shot. Sorry. Mm-hmm. No, said it at the wrong point.
You have not been sleeping. You're fine.
But, yeah, that's bad. Bad for bloody Wrecker. But bloody what's good for everyone else is that they use a droid head to get the droids to fight for them. Using some like bloody hacking stuff.
That really subverted your expectations.
It did. And then the droids were like, guess we'll just... why are we doing this? It's like, we're just following orders. That's what everyone does here. All they do is follow orders. And they're not thinking for themselves.
They're not thinking for themselves.
Yes. And the droids help fight the other droids.
Yeah, even though they're like missing arms and legs, some of them just fall on the other droids and grapple them to the ground.
Much like Toy Story 1 with Sid's toys. Yeah. Look, what we can say that this episode is the Toy Story of Star Wars.
I suppose.
I mean, I didn't realize there was this many connections. It's the entire trilogy.
And this entire time, we've been saying that Bad Batch is just action figures.
Oh, God. What if that's what Bad Batch is in Star Wars? It's actually a show within Star Wars. That's like the Toy Story of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that at the end, like it's revealed that this whole time the entire show was just Omega playing with her little toy soldiers.
Right, even better. You know how Luke's got a toy T-60 Skyhopper? He's actually playing with little clone figures.
Oh my god.
He's got his limited edition Black Series Hunter and he's playing with him. And that's what Bad Batch is. And then it ends with...
And then
Luke! It's like, Uncle Owen, leave me alone!
And then there's a dissolve and Rey comes to the homestead, picks up that toy and adds her to her collection.
This will be a fine addition to my collection. She's got like a belt with like pouches just for these Black Series of all your favourite characters. And then it pans like... goes to... one last figure before it dissolve fades into the credits, and that is Orimarco, Prune Face.
And then after the credits, you see consensual ghost Luke. He's like, oh no, she has my collection. No, she's in pristine collection. Don't open those boxes.
Yes, she opens the box. It's covered in sand. She opens the box, gets the sand everywhere.
And that's why Luke's Force Ghost starts turning red and he becomes an evil Force Ghost set up for the post-sequel trilogy.
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 9 plus 1.
Yeah, not Episode 10 because that's already a thing, and also don't make Ahsoka and Anakin a thing.
Yeah, oh god, that's so cursed, especially the art.
Yeah.
Why did they do the art of that?
I don't remember that being a thing, but
yeah.
Sure.
Also, the guy that voices Anakin in that from Braxium, he looks like, at least in that stream, he looks like, what's his name? You know, Mysterio.
What? Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. I just couldn't like unsee him as like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Maybe
it
was actually Jake Gyllenhaal. He's such a good actor. He can pass for like a humble Baraxium podcaster. And you wouldn't know.
Baraxium have 100 more subscribers than us, last time I checked.
That's smaller than I thought.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's 170 more. It's still not...
It's still like... It's below 200.
Yeah.
Like, that's
I think
not that.
They've got more... I think they're bigger on Twitter, possibly. I don't actually know.
One day.
But, talking about something that people tried to attain but were not able to due to the crushing realities of real life.
What, us losing the track of the plot?
Not only us losing the track of the plot, but also the bloody droid head getting shot up.
It does, but it's but don't worry. Like,
bloody Tick made a copy.
Tick made a copy in like a stick. And at the end... Even though Hunter was like, oh, we just did this for money, we don't care who this goes to.
Yeah.
He ends up giving that stick to the Martez sisters.
Because the Martez sisters are saying, we're giving this to people who are going to fight the Empire, because the tactics in the tactical droid's heads to fight clones are going to be useful to fight the Empire. And then Hunter and the Bad Batch were like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. We didn't fucking ask. All we did was just follow the orders.
Mm.
I think, yeah, this that not that it's a bad thing, but this one really hammers home that whole the whole thing. It's like it starts with Echo talking to Omega about being a good soldier, and then it ends with them questioning what it is to, like, should they be soldiers in this newly changed world who just follow the orders without question. And so thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
but
it's not that dark, because one of the sisters does tell Hunter, maybe you are different.
Whoa! Something I do want to discuss,
mm-hmm,
is someone's back.
Yes,
Someone is back, and we only saw their back, and it's a he.
Is it?
Yeah, they refer to him as he.
Oh, that's interesting, because since, you know, Marta's sisters, we saw them in Ahsoka's walkabout.
Yeah.
And they talk about someone they work for. Wow. You assume that they're working with Ahsoka.
You assume, but that back did not look like Ahsoka.
No, we don't know who it is.
Or do we? Nitty gritty, right now. Who was that back?
Who's that kid?
Who's that back?
It could be... I don't think that the Martez sisters are working for someone bad.
No.
I think that they're setting up like a double twist, because you think they're working for the Fulcrum, aka Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Spoilers for Rebels, I guess.
Agent Kallus,
not yet.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Or Saw Gerrera.
Or
he's Fulcrum. He was the first Fulcrum.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. But I don't think it's Saw Gerrera.
I think it's Bail Organa.
I was just about to say that.
He's got the same poncho cloak thing as in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, and we do know that Bail Organa, or Baze Organa as I almost called him. Imagine.
Baze Organs.
Baze Mulbana.
Jesus.
Baze Mulbro.
Whoa, Mulbro.
Bad boys. We smoke. Because we're cool.
Yeah, so...
Smoking isn't cool.
Bail Malibu is possibly the guy.
Bail Mormont.
Whoa. Yes, buddy.
Yeah, I'm definite that they're working for the Rebels.
The good guy. Well, Rebels in their somewhat form.
Yeah, for a...
Treaty of 1,000 Planets.
Probably. That might be what he wants to call them still. Yeah, Bail Organa is a good show, because... Ahsoka probably did work with him at least for some time.
I don't think this scene, because the Ahsoka book...
When we first meet her in Rebels, she's with him?
Yeah, but the Ahsoka book hasn't happened yet.
We don't know if it happens at all.
Look, we were promised that everything would be connected and fit together. If we can't assume things are canon just because they came out, what is the f***ing point?
Yeah. Like, for now, I guess it might make sense that they work with Ahsoka, then they work with, almost called him Baze again. With, Padme.
Yes.
Not Padme.
Padme's dead.
Leia's dead. And then they're like, oh, we know a Jedi. Why don't we, you could work together, maybe. You're single.
I was like, no, I'm not. You're forgetting about my wife?
I mean, we don't know. Do we know... We probably do know.
Bail Organa's wife is the queen of friggin' Alderaan.
Yeah, but until when?
I mean, are you saying she dies immediately?
I mean, maybe.
She's gotta live long enough for Leia to remember her as her own birth mother.
No, I'm pretty sure that she was talking about Padme somehow.
That's dumb.
I'm pretty sure that's the implication.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But no one ever thought about it. I'm 99%
sure that in the original trilogy, Luke and Leia are not twins.
Probably not.
Like, are they ever referred to as twins?
No.
I think Leia was meant to be the older sibling.
Possibly.
Hence why she remembers her mother.
Yeah.
And Luke doesn't.
Or she was like supposed to like be with her mother a little longer than Luke or something.
Yeah.
I don't think it's stated that she like wasn't from Alderaan. It may have been like originally that she was supposed to be from Alderaan.
But
like Naboo wasn't a thing.
Naboo didn't exist.
Originally, prequels. We don't know.
I don't think they exist.
Jar Jar is actually in episode 4.
Well, if you just like really squint, you can see. Like, you can see Jar Jar like in the space scenes, if you look at your like laptop screen or TV screen really, really closely at the space scenes, you can see your own reflection and take a good hard look at yourself, because you are Jar Jar. And you appear in every Star Wars film if you really look at it properly.
Because Jar Jar was within us all along.
Jar Jar is the key to all this.
Hence, Jar Jar is the audience.
Will Jar Jar appear in Bad Batch? I'm starting to feel like he could. Like, unironically.
Like, we discussed him suicide bombing the Kamino.
I think that's very unlikely.
Yeah, that's very unlikely.
Like, not to say that that couldn't be done, executed well. But as of now, the tone of Bad Batch that can't work. I don't know.
But I think that Jar Jar has a chance of showing up.
Yeah. So you're telling me there's a chance?
So you're telling me there's a jar?
Jar?
They're telling me there's a Binks?
Saudi Binks.
No, Freddy. We're not doing that again.
Again.
We talked about that, was it yesterday, probably?
I can't even remember. Time's gone. But Jar Jar could appear again, because they're clearly not holding back on just like, You get a cameo. You get to be in the show quite a lot. You get to cameo.
Yeah. Although, as we've established before, they are reusing assets from the last thing of
That's true.
Clone Wars, where Martha's sisters were.
Yeah.
That being said, they are not like shying away from making new assets either. Like,
clearly.
Fennec Shand was made before Clone Wars episodes, season 7.
Fennec Shand was made before Mando went into production.
Yeah.
I was in like film. I mean, sorry.
Yeah, they
the made, first season that is. Yeah,
they made a lot of shiny new assets for lots of things.
Yeah,
why not Jar Jar?
Why not? Jar Jar definitely didn't appear in season 7, did he?
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
He
unless
appears,
not in a speaking role.
He appears in season 6,
pretty prominently.
Yes. So could they use that asset?
I don't think so. I think that they like stepped up the art style a little bit more for season 7.
Yeah, very slightly.
They could be like, you know, same models, but with like different shaders textures.
They could have him in the hologram, then they won't have to worry.
True.
Just make it the hologram, you know, like, has some interference or something, and then have the guy saying, this can only mean one thing. Invasion.
He said it twice already. Rule of threes.
He might say, yeah, third time in Bad Batch. Even though I think whether that shot where the 88... where the ATTs are, like... You know, from the trailer for Bad Batch? I think that's on Raxus. I don't think that's on Naboo.
Well, we will see. I thought it was Onderon, which was clearly not true.
Yeah, because we're not going to see Onderon again.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'll probably see Saw Gerrera again.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Who knows?
What if it's Dryden Voss?
Not unlikely.
Dryden Voss also wears... No, he doesn't wear that kind of thing. I personally don't think it.
Like,
I think it's Bail Organa.
I thought that we were going to see him here because I don't necessarily know... I don't remember if they established how Kira got to his employ, but he probably had some dealings on
Corellia. I think he just bought her from the slug lady on Corellia.
From Madame Proxima?
Yeah. Madame Proximity.
Proxima Centauri.
Whoa! Yeah.
Very close, very nearby centaurs.
Whoa, I love centaurs.
Centaurs are cool.
How do they get made? Anyway, with Wrecker, we can talk about more so...
How much of a good soldier is he going to be?
Well, I think, like, is he just going to just turn at some point in the... Rule of three, next time he hits his head, he's going to turn.
Well, the thing is, Order 66 doesn't mean become evil.
No.
It means kill Jedi.
It means kill Jedi... And it also means he loses his personality.
Mostly.
Well, he kind of will.
Yeah,
presumably.
Like be super obedient.
Might become a droid.
Might become a cyborg.
Well,
a cybernetic organism.
Well, I might become bloody Lobot.
Like Echo.
They're both bald.
Yeah.
I like Lobot. I wish we saw more of him.
Well, you see him in one comic where he loses his personality. He's also in that arc of the Clone Wars, the Star Wars comic with the very bad art.
All of them?
No, I meant the one where Leia looks like a literal infant.
Yes.
He almost dies.
That's sad. If they kill off Lobot, I'll be annoyed. I think the actor's dead, but I wanted Lobot to appear with Lando in
still,
episode 9.
There's still like no payoff to his story.
No.
Because like the thing is, like, he used to be like a human, and then he got like the Imperial computer on his head.
Like the guy, like the Rodian from Rebels.
Yeah, which was like, he was like locked in a struggle with it to like regain his individuality.
Yeah.
And he almost died and the computer took over.
And yeah.
That's right now where his story is. We don't know what happens to him after.
Yeah, is this set before Empire?
Well, the Lando comic was before Empire, but the one where he showed up last time was after Empire.
What if he's in War of Bounty Hunters? What if...
He might be, I don't know.
What if he, like, takes the thing from bloody Boba Fett?
What do you mean, takes the thing?
Takes Han Solo.
Well, the thing is that Boba Fett lost Han Solo. That's the setup for the war.
What if he gets it again? And then,
well, he has to at the end.
Yeah, I mean, like, just before he gives it to Jabba.
Actually, you're not wrong. Like, we don't know who took Han Solo.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, did Boba Fett take it back?
Well, he has to at the end. But we don't know how he lost it exactly. Like, who took it. Unless you find out that the first... What do you mean?
Do we actually know that Boba Fett took Han Solo back to Jabba?
Why would he be hanging out with Jabba?
What if he has to? Otherwise, he's gonna fucking die.
Yeah, what? That's the point. That's why he's looking for it.
No. I mean, like...
Oh,
what if, like, Boba Fett...
What if he's,
Fett
like, enslaved by Jabba because he lost Han Solo?
Yeah, Boba Fett, you are now my own fucking personal bodyguard. Suck it up. You didn't get Han Solo in the end.
That would kind of, like, also explain why he, like, just immediately shot Bib Fortuna.
Yeah, because he's like, fuck you. You didn't back me up.
Yeah. That's actually good.
On air to one prediction, Boba Fett doesn't get Han Solo back to Jabba.
More to the point, on air to run leak.
Whoa, as in the vegetable.
Yes, because we're in Wales.
Whoa, when in Wales. I'm
do
not
you
gonna...
like Wales?
Yes.
That's whale sounds, not... You know, like in Finding Nemo. Thank you.
I don't even remember whales being in Finding Nemo.
You don't remember how the dad and the girl get swallowed by a whale?
No.
That happens.
Does it?
Yeah. And the whale like takes them to Australia. That's how they get there.
I thought they were already in Australia. They're in the Great Barrier Reef.
I don't remember, man.
But I knew there were turtles. I mean, like, you know, like, yeah.
Sea
turtles.
Sea turtles.
As our buddy Joshua Gibbs referred to them as. Every time I see a fucking turtle, I always think of that one bit from Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm always like,
they do it
what
do
they
times.
Use as rope? Hell.
Yeah,
from
my back.
That's how the
dog escapes the cannibal island as well. Remember
Is
the
it?
Dog shows up in Mass Effect 3,
in
Pirates 3?
Mass Effect 3? Oh my god! What if the hologram of the Reapers is the dog from Pirates of the Caribbean 1?
What if the human Reaper was just Johnny Depp?
What if it's Mordecai?
Oh god. That explains why you kill it immediately.
It's like, fuck this.
That's like the weirdest thing. It's like a proper Reaper and you just kill it with normal-ass guns.
Mm,
I guess
I
it wasn't
that.
Done yet.
Aren't Reapers like the ships? Like Leviathans?
They're like biological-ish machines.
Yeah.
They're not ships. You like can't go in them.
Yeah, but...
But they're based... Well, the first one, or like one of the early ones... was based on Leviathans.
Yeah, but they look exactly like the Leviathans.
The point is that like they're meant to be like all a little different. Like,
Even though they're the same model every time in Mass Effect 3, the big space vessel.
There's only one... Well, Mass Effect 3, never mind. Like, the point is that they make new Reapers based on what the, like, dominant race is in that cycle.
Oh.
So a bunch of them are based on Leviathans, because Leviathans were, like, the apex race from the previous cycle.
Yeah.
Or the first cycle. I haven't played the DLC yet.
That's interesting.
That's why they are making human Reapers at the end of 2.
Yes.
Because humans are the new apex race.
What if the spaceships... In the next cycle of the Reapers. I know there's not going to be a next cycle, depending.
Well, there's a Mass Effect 4 coming up.
Oh, f***ing hell. The Ascended and everything's new. There's no humans. Imagine if, like, the spaceships are just, like, a T-posing human. It's like, oh my god, what's that? It's like, it's the Apex Predator from the previous cycle.
I mean, you're joking, but the bad ending for Mass Effect 3 is that they just fail. And everyone becomes... So there would be just a bunch of, like, Sigmolds of Katarina.
Whoa.
And Big Oppos.
Yes. T-posing Big Oppo.
We didn't put that in the thumbnail because I don't think we knew about it yet.
What, for Big Oppo?
Yeah, because we found out about that, like, much later.
Yeah, and we were talking about, in Big Oppo, we were talking about Oppo Rancisus as if he were God.
Yeah.
Or Jesus, I can't remember which one.
Is there a difference?
Well, if you're Catholic, no. If you don't believe in the Holy Trinity, yes.
I don't believe in the Holy Trinity, so I guess they're...
Whoa! That's it. Just I.
There is nothing I can dispute that with.
Yeah, exactly. Facts and logic!
Ooh! Unless I found a way to disprove Descartes, I guess.
Descartes?
Descartes.
Oh, I think meant like Descartes.
Descartes, the planet.
Yeah, the planet is like, ah, yes.
Yes, we are rebels now.
Yeah, rebel scum. Even though that our paramilitary organization is actually officially referred to as the Resistance, we are rebels.
Well, there's no republic anymore, so...
Yeah, but they're not rebelling against the bloody... They're resisting...
Well, they were resisting when there was a republic. After then, there isn't. They're not really sanctioned anymore, are they?
You don't have to be sanctioned to be resisting something. You can resist arrest and not have a third party encourage you.
Mm. Like, were they, like, supposed to be, like, the French Resistance or something?
I think they were just meant to stop, like, them from encroaching on their borders. I think it's more like resistance as in, like, you would refer to... When bloody the Germans invaded, let's say the Czech Republic. Well, I know the Czech Republic. Whatever. That would be a resistance against German encroachment, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And that is kind of what the resistance in Star Wars was doing. It was resisting First Order expansion into the unknown reason.
And also it was like that... period is actually referred to as the Cold War. So the Republic couldn't, like, legitimately fight against them. So the Resistance had to, quote-unquote, leave the Republic.
Yeah.
And fight on their own terms.
Yeah, that's true. The whole...
It's just not really well
it's not,
done.
It doesn't... It's not very well communicated.
It's
confusing, but also too simple, but also, like, what is going on? Who actually controls who? Are they sanctioned by the Republic, or aren't they?
Yeah, because, like, in the movies, they don't even, like, mention anything.
No.
And in the books, it's just, like, way too weird.
It's still not, like, properly explained. Like,
no, and they're not really making too many, like, sequel trilogy books anymore.
I don't think they'll make them for a long while. I say maybe 2 more years before we get another...
They might be, wait, if Rogue Squadron is a post-trilogy... What?
Post-sequel trilogy.
Post-sequel,
yeah.
Or even, like, anywhere within, like, 5 years either way.
Yeah.
Then they might, like, wait for that to make new rules or something.
Yeah. I think it's going to be years, like, in real world. It would be years until we get stories like that, including the Rogue Squadron movie. I don't think we're going to get that anytime soon.
I mean, maybe like the shows around Mandalorian might set up things, but Mandalorian didn't.
Mandalorian set before the bloody...
I know, but you know, that's when you can set up things for the future. You can set up like how, what Republic is doing, how the First Order is formed, what is its goals, how did they found the Resistance. Because like the Resistance, as far as I know, is not founded like that late. Oh, maybe.
It is founded pretty close to Force Awakens, isn't it? Bloodline, right?
It's in Bloodline, but isn't Bloodline like only a couple years before the movies?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't remember. I think it's around the time that Kylo goes off to train with Luke.
Yes.
Whenever that happens.
Yeah. He must have been young.
He's quite young in the comic, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah, he doesn't look like Adam Driver in the comic.
Yeah, I think he's like late teens, maybe?
Yeah.
Or early
20s. Adam Driver is in his 30s.
Kylo Ren is 30.
Yeah, which is weird.
It's weird, because like, yeah. I would have thought that he would be like same-ish age as Rey, but no, she's like 10 years younger.
It's just occurring to me that I am 2 years older than Luke was in A New Hope. And I fucking hate that.
I'm the age that Anakin became Darth Vader.
Jesus.
I mean, they're not real, you know.
Yeah, they're not real. But...
Don't base your ambitions on fucking Star Wars, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just remember that Frodo embarked on his journey when he was 50.
Or yeah.
Even more than 50, I don't remember.
What a great screensaver for Dark Souls.
It's not an actual screensaver. It's just the switch you go into sleep.
Yeah. Frodo was 50, but that was like Hobbit years.
Yeah, but they don't live that much longer than
humans. True.
They lived longer than the humans used in the 30s and 40s, but you know.
Mm. Well, people lived to their 70s and 80s back
then. Well, yes, but not that often.
I mean, I feel like it was up more often than you think.
It may have been like the wars and like famines that.
Like the average age goes down because of child mortality. That's the reason why average ages were so low back in the past.
So low.
Yeah. Not because of like everyone dies immediately as soon as they turn 40.
Mm. But like, I might be thinking of like 1800s when it was like lower.
Yeah, that's like, because of child mortality.
Yeah, but also like bad teeth could kill you.
Yeah. That's if you're poor.
Well, many people were.
But many poor people were also old people, so.
Old people.
Whoa!
Or
Pol Pot. Also known as.
One of the worst people in existence?
Yeah, I thought you could say a particular actor for some reason.
What?
Okay, another Cambodian war criminal.
Oh, Lenny Henry.
Yes. I don't even know the context of that joke anyway.
It's not a joke. He did war crimes in Cambodia.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Fuck off.
He was in Cambodia and he did war crimes.
He's an actor.
Yeah, but he was in the army in Cambodia.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Look him up. Look up Lenny Henry. J-Bo, come on.
Well, no.
Not actually okay. Right now. Just take my word for it.
I'll
Lenny Henry did war crimes in Cambodia.
Okay, but talking about war crimes, let's talk.
How did we get here?
Like a long tangent. Instead,
a long time ago.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh yeah, we got here from being the same age as Luke.
Oh yeah.
And don't forget that like Bilbo was like the oldest hobbit ever when he was 111.
That's true.
And we get people that ish age.
Maybe much like. The opposite Force Ghosts, all the hobbits
consensual
just...
consensual people?
All the hobbits just shoot themselves as soon as they turn 60. Opposite Force Ghosts.
Sure. Anyway.
Oh, also, my friend Jeff pointed out that Darth Vader is another one who did the same. Obi-Wan and Darth Vader both submitted themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their actions cause their death, but not in order for them to die. So, more evidence to the contrary of people saying that Luke intended to kill himself. I mean, he knew he was going to die, but he didn't try and... talking about killing. Bad Batch didn't kill. They used a stun.
Also, we kind of forgot that we didn't finish our point about Wrecker.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got here, somehow. Him losing his, like, individuality, but, like, you know.
Did Wrecker beat that worker to death?
No.
He didn't.
He did, like, he, like, choked him out for a little bit.
Okay.
Like, nighty-night.
He didn't snap his neck. He didn't snap his neck accidentally.
He could have, but I don't think he did.
Did the entire place blow up?
No.
Okay, so that guy's not
dead. Yeah, I don't know what that, like, gas leak was.
Yeah, they didn't actually explain that.
It looked like it was going to blow up.
Yeah.
To our knowledge, it didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
It may have just been, like, Tabana gas leaking and not really doing anything. Well, not necessarily even Tabana gas, just whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was gas. It was just, like, a loud hissing noise that alerted people. It didn't have to really be anything that dangerous. Could have just been steam.
Whoa. Hot air. As Tahu says in Bionicle Mask of Light. Sorry.
Fire. Sand. Glass.
Well, that movie is so... It's got such shit dialogue, but I love it still.
It's literally Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it literally is Lord of the Rings.
That's why we love it so much.
It's got Battle of Helm's Deep, where the bloody bad guys just jump over the walls because they're like the same height.
Yeah, they're like the freaking Nazgul, but they can fly.
Yeah, oh yeah, they can fly.
Remember when they like form speeders with their legs?
Yeah, I used to do that as a kid. That was pretty sad. That's a sad memory.
Like you yourself?
As in like playing with my friend. Like you know when like you play as a movie, don't you?
Yeah.
You're a child. Like playing a Rakshi.
It's not sad at all. You were children.
I was a child.
You were a literal child, much like Omega.
I'm a man child.
Speaking of Omega.
Whoa.
And Rika.
Rika.
And Order 66.
Yeah.
Whilst we don't think and hope that Omega doesn't have force sensitivity.
Yeah, because that would be weird.
If she does turn out to be force sensitive, what? And her big brother Wrecker,
yeah,
bloody, becomes a good soldier.
And bloody, yeah, bloody deals with her. Like bloody Jesse was going to deal with Ahsoka, even though Rex tried to argue that technically she's not a Jedi. And he's like, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I'm still going to fucking kill her.
Yeah, like, there are like two things that this could lead up on, I think. Because, like, the most obvious thing that he would happen to him, he would attack a Jedi.
Yeah.
So either they are going to meet Ahsoka, which I don't think
they don't.
Or Omega gets...
Bye-bye'd.
She doesn't get bye-bye'd, but Wrecker tries to bye-bye her.
Will Wrecker die?
That might be, like, one way to stop him.
Will Wrecker be killed by Hunter? And then
are we going to have like an off mice and men situation?
Oh no! Wrecker talking about the rabbits.
His little
no, Wrecker's going to break Omega's neck like
no,
like bloody Lenny broke Curly's wife's neck.
Lenny Henry in Cambodia.
Lenny, yeah.
No, what I was going about is that his toy looks like a rabbit.
Oh my god!
Is Wrecker Lenny?
Is Wrecker played by John Malkovich?
Is Wrecker Lenny Henry?
Whoa.
There's Vore in Star Wars, remember?
I'm imagining...
Remember Lenny Henry, president of Vore?
Oh yeah, oh my god. I'm imagining like the poster of Face Off, you know, with John Travolta and...
But it's John Malkovich and Lenny Henry?
Yeah, and that's Wrecker.
But he's also Stanley Tucci.
He's Stanley Tucci. Look, the people recast... people all the time, like how they recast Brendan Fraser's wife in Mummy 3. They're just like, oh no, it's the same person, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
back to Brendan Fraser.
Wrecker is Brendan Fraser.
Whoa, Wrecker is Tarzan. As George in the Jungle, sorry.
Wrecker would be more of a Karchak.
As a who?
That's one of the gorillas in Tarzan.
Not Georgia Jungle. Not the gorilla played by what's his name?
Brendan Fraser.
No, the gorilla played by...
John Cleese?
John Cleese.
Is it actually?
Yes. That wasn't just a random guess. You must have known in the back of your mind.
I think I did, but I didn't believe it.
Yeah, you better believe it, baby. It's John Cleese as a gorilla. That movie's freaking weird.
Mm-hmm.
People, yeah. Like Brendan Fraser when he's running from... Well, he gets like a plane from San Francisco to Africa because he needs to get back to his home to save his girlfriend. And so he's running... But in order to, like, run faster, he buys Nike shoes and then runs faster.
So was it George of the Jungle 2 where he, like, sends himself somewhere in a crate, maybe to, like, his own wedding, and then puts on Nike shoes and runs really fast?
Did he do that in the second one?
I think so. I have a vivid memory. I don't know of what it was. It must have been George of the Jungle 2.
Yeah.
Where he's, like gets out of a crate in a suit... But he doesn't have shoes, so he puts on shoes, and then he runs very fast.
Yeah, because he does a similar thing in... Or maybe he does it in the first one, because, like, he... The thing is that I think
that's the start of a movie. It must have been George of the Jungle 2, if that exists.
Or maybe it's a callback to the first one, because in the first one, when he gets in Africa, I think the product placement was actually subtly a commentary on that product, and it's because it's like implied that the Nike shoes are manufactured there in like sweatshop conditions, and even though it's sponsored by Nike clearly, but George just like takes the Nike box from presumably where it was like manufactured, I think, to then like run around and yeah, and it's like
that film might be better than I remember.
Yeah.
George of the Jungle, better than you remember.
Yeah, underrated masterpiece.
Is George of the Jungle best Star Wars movie? Question mark.
George Lucas of the Jungle. Star Wars Episode 3. In Battle of Kashyyyk, Wookiee does Tarzan yell.
He does.
Why not? I forget Chewbacca does it in Episode 6 anyway, as well, doesn't he? When he's swinging onto the AT-ST, he does a Tarzan yell.
Oh, yeah.
That's what actually the yell in Episode 3 is a callback to.
Which, in turn, is a callback to Tarzan.
Yeah.
Which, in turn, is a callback to...
The Tarzan series. There's a load of Tarzan serials, weren't there?
Books.
Yes, my favourite audio...
No, they're based on books.
Yeah, I know. But you can't remember... How was the yell? It wasn't like... A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A.
And he roared like the biggest animal in the jungle, which he was because he's the king of the jungle.
Why do people say lions are the king of the jungle?
They don't live in jungles.
They live in the savannah.
Because Africa is... All of Africa's the same, I guess.
I don't... Like, even that, I don't... Savannah, Dr. Savannah, Mark Strong.
Are you sure it's not Stanley Tucci?
What? I know...
I'm not!
No, it is Mark Strong. And he does a monologue at the end of... what's it called? What's the movie called?
Shazam.
Shazam, yeah. He does... Why am I forgetting? I knew the f***ing question! Bloody Dr. Savannah, like, is monologuing at the end, or, you know, to Shazam, but because he's, like, ages away, or, like, so far away from Shazam, like, he can't actually hear his monologue. He's like, sorry, what did you say? I was like, yeah, I appreciate how distance actually matters.
Yeah.
It's not like the classic trope that you hate, how people walking into a room continue the conversation, even though they wouldn't have heard it.
Yeah, it's like the polar opposite. Shazam, very good movie. Hmm. Probably the best DC movie that I've seen, because I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet.
Yes.
Who knows if I will change my fate.
Change your fate?
If you could change your fate, would you? Remember the trailer for Brave?
No.
Remember that flawless Scottish accent that I'm doing? If you could change your fate, like, would you?
Not gonna lie, it's as good as the one in the film. I don't like that film.
It's not great.
It's a shit version of Brother Bear.
Which already isn't that
great. I like Brother Bear.
I do too, but it's not great.
It's got the kid in it, the kid who sings. That was popular in the early 2000s.
It's got the Mooses.
I don't like those mooses.
It's got a, it's like a fake director's commentary, but it's by the two moose.
By the mooses, who are Canadian.
Yeah.
And because it's set in Canada, just a long time ago.
In a galaxy here.
Here, yeah. Although, as we discussed a couple of podcasts ago...
Yeah, it was the same galaxy, but it was a far, far away. Yeah. Because galaxies...
Doppler.
I don't...
No, redshift. No, what is it?
I don't... Is it called anything? Because it's they're just moving. Galaxies
yeah.
are just moving.
No, but I mean, like, the method that we used to figure it out was, like, redshift, which is, like, the opposite of Doppler, right?
It's the opposite of blue shift.
Whoa. Oh.
Redshift is, like, if something is moving, like, close to the speed of light, it's, like, either red or blue. I don't remember.
Mm. Not
like if it's moving away from you very fast, it's red, and it's towards you and very fast, it's blue.
Oh.
I think.
Interesting. That's making me think of a Starbucks warning system. It's like blue alert. It's like rumors like, Crichton, I want to escalate to red alert. It's like, are you sure, sir? Yes, absolutely. It does mean we have to change the bulb.
Isn't there also like an okra alert or something like that?
Oh, God.
Like an apricot alert? Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, who do you think that the wrecker will turn on when...
Whoa!
We're talking about getting head or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I think it will be... a confrontation with Hunter, because he's the most developed character.
Mm. Do you think that Crosshair is going to play into it in any way?
Do you think Crosshair's going to appear again? I hope so.
He can't not.
Can't.
He's not a wolf.
Ooh, what? Oh, what?
Omegaverse.
Oh.
Remember Notting?
Oh.
Remember Omicronverse?
Omicronverse, yeah.
Fic?
Way better.
Yeah, that's Bad Batch.
Will we get sued by the person?
Probably not.
Why? Probably not!
Not!
But, yeah, like...
I mean,
okay.
The characters in this show are like wolf.
Well, there might be a wolf.
They're like the clone wolf.
Yeah. But are they lone wolves?
Probably not. Are they lone rangers?
What?
Lone Rangers
of
the
New Republic. Yes! Starring Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi, and Brendan Fraser.
George of the Jungle, he's back.
Look, just recast that f***ing turf with Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi. I don't want to see Adam Sandler.
Well, if it's more like Blood, what's it called, Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler, that wouldn't be bad.
Even though I'm pretty sure he's a bad guy in that film.
Well, yeah, but he's a good actor.
Yeah, we can be.
If it's just like...
I liked him in Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. What if Mix Mayfeld was Adam Sandler?
Oh. What if Mix Mayfeld starts a band with Brendan Fraser and Steve Buscemi? And that's what the sequel trilogy is about.
Blues Brothers 3.
What if they just remake Blues Brothers again, but
yeah.
It's just set in the Star Wars universe?
Instead of... John Belushi, it's Steve Buscemi.
The same name, no one will notice.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, well, people only pay attention to the names on the posters. They won't notice.
Yeah, both of the names have Sh in them. Who knows? You
yeah.
can't tell the difference. Put Joe Pesci in there.
Pesci.
Same person.
Same
right?
person. Look, they got basically it's the vaguely European names.
Horribly racist.
Well...
I am being horribly racist.
Whoa.
But I'm also European. I can do that.
I'm European.
Well, not anymore.
Look, being a member of the EU is not a prerequisite to being a European. That's like, I really got annoyed when people said how the UK is leaving Europe. As like, oh, what continent are they going to be part of? I was like, internally screaming.
They just want to leave Europe and become Airstrip 1.
Airstrip 1, yeah. Whoa.
If you can take that, George Orwell.
And George R.L. Orwell.
George Orwell Stein.
Whoa, George Lucas.
What if R.L. Stein stands for...
Wrecker.
Wrecker.
Lives.
Wrecker Lucas. Also, Wrecker starts with a W.
Yeah, I know. That was the joke. I did.
Yeah, freaking next Star Wars Celebration. What if Dave Filoni is wearing a T-shirt that says "Wrecker Lives"?
Whoa.
With a question mark, and then when he comes back, it's an exclamation point.
I remember when
he did that for Ahsoka.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was
the best thing ever.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
That was a simpler time.
Hmm. That was before we saw him in Rebels.
It would have been, yeah.
Yeah, it was f***ing crazy.
And Rebels started in 2016? 15?
Or was it?
It must have been.
No. No, Rebels started...
It was after
she died.
After...
On Malachor.
Malachor.
Yeah, because...
Was it called Malachor?
Yeah, because bloody... A lot of people thought that when she was walking out of the Malachor Temple, that was a metaphor for her dying. And I was like, no, that's her walking out of the temple. Because we saw her walking out of the temple. So I thought like she's not
she
there.
She was walking deeper into a temple, I think. But that's splitting hairs.
Yeah. I don't know. Why was she walking deeper?
It was the only way to go. Because like the temple blew up.
Remember? Oh yeah, so you must go deeper like we went in the iceberg a couple episodes ago.
Oh yeah, that iceberg. I thought you were talking about the passenger for some reason.
Yes, that long ago.
You say that, but that was...
Half a year ago, Goiter. I mean, sorry.
It doesn't matter.
That was half a year ago. Yeah.
Well, a bit more, because we're 31 episodes deep and we took like a month break.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No, that means it was longer ago.
Is that not what I...
No, if we,
it's
yeah.
what I meant. It may not have
yeah.
been what I said.
Yeah, if it was, yeah, half a... 30 old episodes.
26 episodes is half a year.
Yeah.
And we've made, like, 28 old episodes since then.
Mm.
And we took, like, a month break.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Half a year and change.
We've been doing this for a long time.
And we hopefully will for a lot longer.
But what will not be going on for a lot longer... Is
the Bad Batch.
The Bad Batch, because it was going to end at some point. And
at least 8 more episodes.
So, like, where do you think it's actually going? Like, what is the actual, like, driving force? Because we've had plot. We know that the Bad Batch is just growing as people, as characters. Omega's becoming a child, and then Hunter's becoming a dad, and all that kind of stuff. But, like, what is the story?
Well, I think that the story is not unlike to what we theorized. They just need to find their place for a little bit and then figure out what they really want to do.
Yeah.
Like right now, they kind of forgot that they're looking for Fennec Shand, I feel.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was the whole reason why they went to SIDS and they just stuck around for some reason.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird.
Hunter
no, yeah.
kind of forgot about the iron
Shand.
Shand.
Yeah. I guess right now they're in the we need to figure out what the hell we want to do phase. Because
yeah.
like...
Or is the show that phase?
Well, it feels to me like it's at least... It's not literally just a holding pattern where there's like, oh, we don't know what to do. We do a mission and we still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
they might be kind of like doing missions, but they're doing them for like a character purpose.
I don't think they'll be doing any more missions for Sid anymore. I think they're going to confront her next week.
She might like ask them to do another one, but this time they will be like, no.
Oh yeah, who's it for? Bloody war criminal? And
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's actually for this up and coming Imperial... guy called Mr. Vader. He's pretty high up in the hierarchy. Actually, no, Vader's not in the hierarchy. That's the whole point. Forgot that.
Kind of, yeah, no. He kind of has, like, authority against only the people who are scared of him.
Yeah.
Which is most people except for Tarkin.
Yeah, like, he doesn't actually exist in the political, administrative, or military structure of the Empire. He just exists and also has... A lot of everything at his disposal.
Yeah, he's like an enforcer of the Emperor's will.
Yeah, hence Death Squadron as well.
Yeah, if he like can convince you that what he's doing is what the Emperor wants, like, yeah. But theoretically, he can't really
Yeah.
do much.
Is it Vader's fist or Vader's first?
think it's Vader's fist.
Yeah.
The 501st.
Yeah, I used to misread it as like, for some reason eyes really confuse me, like when I'm reading. Like, and
fair enough.
I can't read fine. It's just like if but like when I was reading that, like when I was younger, I used to sometimes read as Vader's first. Is that how like Wrecker's gonna be? He's gonna be the strongest one, but bad. Eventually.
Maybe. They will have to deal with that somehow.
I think it's possible that Wrecker...
Ooh, maybe that's why they seek out Rex.
To deal
with Wrecker's chip.
What if he's like strapped, you know, straight jacket, and he's like...
What, do they have anything that could like tie him down?
No, I don't think so.
Remember when he freaking toppled that giant spider droid in the Bad Batch arc?
Yeah.
That was stupid. I hated that.
Yes. There's a lot of things.
He's entirely too strong. But speaking of strength, we probably know that Omega doesn't have all the combined powers of the Bad Batch.
Because she's not strong.
Because she's not strong enough to properly like do the bow in the beginning.
Yeah, but she draw strength. She's got draw strength.
But
at the end,
Sid was like, "You can't freaking hold it with her noodle arms."
Yeah, but remember, noodle was confirmed in Star Wars. But when she's threatening Rafa or Trace, tell us down below. She is like holding that bow for quite a while, and if any of you have like bloody held a bow or an arrow and like pulled it, it takes a lot of effort to keep it like drawn. That hurts.
So you're saying that in the beginning she could have held it, but she was just distracted, as she was saying.
Potentially.
By the weak way and the Ithorian.
Yeah, and the Ithorian with the same thing as Joe from Rebels.
Who's Joe?
Joe Mama!
Ah, who are you, freaking Poe Dameron, with those mama jokes?
Whoa.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's like a machine that converts Ithorians... Ithorians' stereo speech into basic.
Because Ithorians don't have mouths. Well, they have two mouths.
They have two mouths at the sides of their head.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, but Force Awakens decided it was dumb.
So they slapped a gigantic mouth at the front of their face. Are they canonically Ithorians? Aren't they something else?
They're a subspecies. Sister species or something.
Kind of like... Boss Nass is a Gungan, but like a different Gungan.
Is he? I just saw he's a fat Gungan.
Well, he's like a subspecies.
Well, I didn't know that.
He is, yeah. I don't think he has like the big ears.
No, he definitely does. He has them tied up at the back. Remember we talked about how...
I don't.
Yeah, remember how Gungans treat their ears like hair?
I remember Blue Shadow Virus.
Yeah. That cursed image.
Yeah, Ahsoka with big Ferengi ears.
Yeah.
We've made Togrutas even more cursed.
Yeah, it's like, look, take your pick. Either they're big ears or big dicks. Take it or leave it.
They're not literally dicks. They just work the same way.
Yeah.
In one aspect.
In one aspect only. Yeah. So if that Jedi in the first episode of Bad Batch is confirmed to be Shakti... Same method, same function.
Apparently, they like confirmed that that's not Shakti's lightsaber.
I don't think you see Shakti's lightsaber.
Allegedly, you do, and that's not what it looks like.
I'm pretty sure you don't see it ever. But okay,
look,
like at least there's no
most Jedi have at least like concepts for their lightsabers.
Mm. Shakti would never use it though.
I don't know.
Yeah, true. Why would any other Jedi be there? That's such a bait and switch.
I don't know.
Unless she's
on... It's not a bait and switch. It's never implied it's Shakti.
No, but why is it not friggin' Mephisto?
Why did we think that it was Shakti anyway?
Because Shakti was on Kamino through the entire war. I think that's a pretty logical assumption, if I'm honest. Like, an informed assumption.
Fair enough.
But, bloody, what if she's on Flusha and Starkiller has to hunt her down? Like in Force Unleashed.
I don't think that Starkiller will be made canon.
Well,
I know that there's lots of like memes of does Dave Filoni have enough balls to make Starkiller canon? It's not about balls, it's that Starkiller is just stupid.
I think it's interesting. Don't you think?
I mean, Starkiller is cool in the games, but like to make Starkiller what he is in canon, that would be...
It wouldn't work. Unless they... If they did it early on in canon, like Rebels, it could have worked.
Like,
but they didn't. And there's not enough gaps.
There's not... You could make...
These gaps.
These gaps. I guess you could make like a new... like. Dark Assassin, like another Ventress, and make that Galen Merrick, but
Mara Jade.
Ooh, what if Luke this time has a husband and that's Galen Merrick?
Ooh,
they won't do
Martin
that.
Martin Jade.
They will never do that. But
well, no, I think what happens with Luke is that if nothing happens. And therefore, what Mark Hamill said can be true. It's like, if you think Luke's gay, Luke's gay. If you think Luke's straight, Luke's straight. If you think Luke's bi, Luke's bi.
That's not enough for everyone, though. Especially with, like, you know, the biggest character ever.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think... Jesus!
Who is a more popular character than Jesus?
I don't think Luke Skywalker's that popular. No, but what I mean is that I thought it was always cringy, a lot of the Luke romance stuff. As we've talked about before on the podcast.
Mostly because it was badly written.
Yeah, because it made Luke into an incel for a lot of Legends. So, like, unironically, he actually was.
Mm.
And he also... There was a whole bit when he fell in love with a dead Jedi, and then the dead Jedi's Force Ghost... inhabited, basically killed this person.
Don't.
Got brain dead, and then the Force Ghost went into her body.
That's
and then Luke
bad.
Had a romantic
That's
relationship
very
with
bad
her.
That's
yes
very
it's
very,
very
bad.
Bad and that happened in canon,
in old canon,
in Legend, sorry. Yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's not good. I think that's terrible, but
yes, on so many levels.
Yeah. I think that, yeah. So that's why I don't want it explored. Because I think bad stories...
There's at least one person who wants that to be brought back to canon.
It's not
a
good
guarantee.
It's not a good story. The story is... I forgot what it's called. But I think it's called... I think it's Children of the Jedi. And that's the one with the asteroids. That Palpatine's secret master plan of like asteroids... are actually secret space stations, and then they fly around the galaxy and abduct people to like make them into stormtroopers through brainwashing.
Oh, like the New Order, the First Order.
Yeah, but they do it to like anybody. Mm-hmm. So, and it, like, you plot in the planet, and then it says, okay, we'll go to this planet and then we'll abduct these people. And then like during the plot, they did it to Tatooine. And then it abducts a lot of Tusken Raiders, and then they get indoctrinated to think that they're stormtroopers. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is happening in the space of a couple days. What is going on?
You know, maybe Star Wars isn't what? Good. Maybe I should stop being a fan and join like a better fandom. Like, I don't know.
What's a better fandom?
The Homestuck? No. God. I mean, I know nothing about Homestuck.
I just remember it's like 10 years ago. It was... People 10 years ago already thought that the fan base was kind of toxic and weird. Mm-hmm. If that happened 10 years ago, then, oh God. Like, if people were self-aware enough or like... that was my foot, sorry. Okay. Like, on the crate.
Run.
If people like 10 years ago... had the not class consciousness, fandom consciousness to identify a weird toxic fandom.
Check your fandom.
Oof.
Privilege.
Yeah, you heard me. The oppressed fans will rise up.
When Joker 2 comes out, all the Homestuck fans will finally get theirs.
Oh my god, Joker 2 is actually just Homestuck. Joker 2 is loss.
thought you were going to say Joker 2 is Lost.
Whoa!
Freaking John Locke or whatever his name is.
It didn't Lost turn out... Did Lost turn out to all be a dream?
Purgatory, I think.
Oh, that's still dumb.
Hmm.
I remember they made fun of it in an Arthur episode.
Arthur?
As in Arthur, yeah. So, like, there was this big, like, long-running TV show, and they're just, like, watching it, and it's then being, like, a load of people stranded on an island. And this is, like, after, like, end of many series of, like, this TV show inside the TV show. And they're like, oh, what are we going to do about the island? Like, we're so lost. What are we going to do? We've been there for 10 years. And then they, like, walk around the beach. And then they realise, oh, look, it's New York City. And it's on the other side. Wow. On the other side of the island.
I feel like Arthur was from, like, the 90s.
Arthur's from the 90s and also 2000s. And I think it's still going.
Yeah. I think it was brought back, like, recently.
Yeah. I used to watch a lot of that. They even made fun of, like, South Park and Beavis and Butthead once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, South Park is old as well.
Sorry?
South Park is old as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still good, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Depends who you ask. Some people will say that it was never good.
Yeah, a lot of people probably.
Mm. It won Oscars, at least once, for a song.
I think it's, quite a specific kind of thing.
Yeah. It's
not really for a general audience. It's quite a general thing. But I don't know anyone that watches it that wasn't like 12. Like when I was 12, everyone was like, oh yeah, I watched South Park. I was like, do you?
I remember when I was like 7, my uncle, who was like, he's an uncle, but he's more like an older cousin. Based on like
Czech lives.
Well, no, he's, you know, like, age-wise, he's not that much older than us, but
yeah.
He is. Well, I mean, he's like...
Yes.
The point is, he's like 15 years older, but like, he hung out with us when he was like 16, and my brother was like 3.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, I'm a, like a cool guy, and you're my cool cousins, even though you're my nephews. So, he would like... Oh, I watched this cool show. It's called South Park. You might like it. I was like 7 or whatever.
Yeah, I was... When the South Park movie came out, I was around my friend's house and his brother was watching it on DVD in the living room. And I remember seeing it. And it was the Carl's Mum Is a Bitch song. I was like, what is this? And so, yeah, that was... That was something. And then not long after, I watched it with my friend as well. So, not like the movie, so...
Fun stuff.
I was way too young for that. Mm. I'm way too young for that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Talking about exposing kids to things too young.
Don't.
Let's talk about how... the thing I wanted to say earlier, which is how Omega saw Hunter stunning people. You know, with the stun gun. Does she, A, know that it's stun?
Well...
Does she just think they're just casually killing people?
It wouldn't be, like, the first people that they would kill with her around, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but these are just random people. These are just people working in a freaking Toy Story 3 set.
Yeah. I do think that, like, she knows that it's a stun rifle.
Yeah, but does she know... That is bad. That doing that kind of thing is not cool.
Well, that's a good point, actually. She doesn't know a lot of basic things. Like, she didn't know what playing
was. She didn't know what f***ing dirt was. So, of course, she doesn't know what morals necessarily are. Considering she was raised by friggin' genocidal ass pricks, of course she's, like, not gonna understand, like, what's right and wrong from, like... Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. She also didn't know about slavery, but she didn't think that it was good, right? At least.
Yeah, like, clones presumably aren't taught about slavery because they're hoping... Like, clones are sort of educated in a way where they... If they find out about slavery, they will think it's bad, but not be self-aware enough to realise that they are slaves.
Yeah.
That's, like, the thing. Which I think is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it's being kind of like touched upon that might be properly like addressed and explored in the show.
Yeah, I think it probably will be.
Yeah, it's been implicitly, but not super explicitly yet.
Yeah, like, I feel like this episode has made, like, the Bad Batch really sort of reconsider, like, what is right and what is wrong. What should they be doing with themselves? What is their identity? Yeah. Like, with bloody Rafa or Trace saying, so you're one of the good ones or something. Or it's like she said, we've heard that before, or something like
referring
that.
Referring to Ahsoka, I believe.
Maybe.
Probably. But, like, speaking of them referring to Ahsoka.
Oh, is this a link to Ahsoka in the form of
Fulcrum in the future? What? No. Actually, I might keep that as my light side. But okay, we can talk about it now if you want.
I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Well, just in general, if it's something that will be my light side, should I keep it for later or.
I was going to say talk about something beginning with R. Okay, this wasn't your light side. Good. So people have been saying that Trace and Rafa's droid, R7, is the same R7 from the Siege of Mandalore on the Venator.
That blew up.
I think that thing is completely... I think that's wrong. Because A, R7 is the first two letters of that... first two characters of that droid's name, and that is just the what type of friggin' astromech it is. B, the Venator blew up. C, those droids got fucking executed, didn't they? They all got they all got like shot by clones in like Death Squad. What letter am I on? D.
I don't know.
Whatever. D.
Were you even doing letters or numbers?
Who the fuck knows?
Just continue with
the yeah, I will. Bloody different coloured. The bloody one in Siege of Mandalore has got like it's got a red body and the green and silver head with green highlights. But a red body. One in this episode does not have a red body.
Yeah.
So unless they painted their friggin' R7 droid, I don't think it's the same one. Like, there's only friggin' 10 numbers. Only 9 numbers. No, there are 10 numbers.
Yeah, 0.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Not 10. There's 10 numbers.
Are you okay? We shouldn't have done it.
That's today. Okay. Yeah, there's 10 numbers. So, of course, they're going to reuse. They're going to reuse numbers for droids.
And just because it's a droid that was sometimes like associated with Ahsoka, like why
it's
would
associated
it...
with Ahsoka in one or two episodes?
Well, I think it's like 4. She uses R7 a few times.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay, telling me wrong.
Yeah. Why would it be with the Martez sisters after?
Well, people have said, Ahsoka. What if they meet Ahsoka again?
But no, I just no.
Yeah.
I think it's just a coinkydink.
It's a coinkydink.
Maybe they use like the same number as a reference to Ahsoka, but it's not
maybe.
The
it's
same
just
droid.
Not the same droid. It's no. Like it's not the same Rancor.
Exactly.
I'm going to stand by that. I know a lot of people saying it's a retcon. I know a lot of people saying that it's actually not a retcon. Like Star Wars explained. He said it might not be a retcon. I was like, sounds like a retcon to me. If it would be, but I still feel like it. Whatever.
Wrecker, more like retcon.
Whoa. What if they retcon Wrecker to be?
Stanley Tucci,
yeah.
Or Mark Strong, or whichever we said he is.
Yeah.
What did we even say? Was it Stanley Tucci?
Yeah, it's Stanley Tucci in the thumbnail.
I don't know.
But now it's Lenny Henry and Steve Buscemi, or is it? No, what's his
Brandon
name?
Brendan Fraser? No.
No, it's
Malkovich.
John Malkovich from Transformers 3.
And being John Malkovich.
And Johnny English.
And Red.
Yeah, I quite like Red. I think it's a funny film.
It's pretty good. I don't remember Red 2 too well.
I have not seen it. I've heard it's not good.
Who knows?
Because, yeah. And isn't like Die Hard movies basically Red now?
Yeah.
As in, like, Bruce Willis is fucking old.
It's Red, but worse.
Yeah. Like, the whole point of Die Hard was that he was just a guy. And now he's like, oh, car chase, explosion, boom, friggin' trucks going flip.
I wonder if they're still making that new Die Hard movie where it takes place in both past and the present.
Or what, and de-age him like bloody Samuel L. Jackson?
I don't think it's de-aging. I think they cast someone as a young Bruce Willis.
Who would they cast as young Bruce Willis?
They could do freaking the guy from Looper again. What's his name? You know Robin from Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, the guy who everyone knows the name of, even though he's actually not in many things.
He's
actually not in many things. I've checked his IMDb page. He's in Inception, he's in the friggin' Batman movies.
Guess he only picks good
and he's
movies.
In Looper. That's pretty much it. And it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That one, yeah.
Is that? Yeah.
That's, yeah, young Indiana Jones.
Young Indiana Jones, holy shit. Well,
no, young, what's his name? Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, there is going to be another Indiana Jones.
There is.
Yeah. And when it comes out, Harrison Ford's going to be 80.
It might not be that bad, you know.
Look.
What if, I want him to die on the moon.
Die on the moon.
Yeah, I want Indiana Jones to die on the moon.
Well, because the last one was 50s, so this one could be 60s.
Yeah, he's going to go to the moon to do something and then die looking up at the Earth.
Why?
And he's like going to put his hat on top of the like flagpole.
What if it?
I don't know how he has a hat on like a space.
Yeah, I'm imagining.
I forgot about that. I forgot that there's no air on the moon.
Oh my god.
Maybe they go to, you know, blue area of the moon or whatever they have.
Blue area of the moon.
That's in Marvel. There's like ruins there and there's breathable air.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They do wrestling there sometimes.
Is that where our bloody Nick Fury was chained?
No, actually. I think he was just somewhere. So they could
Did
see
he have
him.
A space suit?
No, but he had like space powers. Because he killed Uatu the Watcher and took
yeah.
his eyes. And as a punishment he got chained to the moon. And he became the Watcher. I don't know if they're doing anything with that.
Yeah.
I think they saw him like a year or two ago in something.
You remember the classic Destiny quote that got cut? That wizard came from the moon?
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember Peter Dinklage saying that with
zero effort.
Yeah, that wizard came from. There is the reason why they replaced him
with Nolan North. I am sad that they cut that wizard came from the moon because that was quite funny. It was just how ridiculous, like every freaking part of that sentence.
Well, maybe that is what the plot of Indiana Jones 5 will be.
Wizards Peter Dinklage saying that wizard came from the moon.
Peter Dinklage. Plays the wizards from Mars and they fight against the wizards from the moon.
Whoa. And Harrison Ford has got to put a stop to it. No, and it's going to be like, they're actually not wizards, they're illusionists. Like Hugh Jackman.
Well, no, Hugh Jackman was... Illusionist was...
They came out the same year, wasn't it?
What is this? The other Hulk.
The other one, yeah.
Not Eric Bana, the other Hulk.
Bloody...
Incredible Hulk, what's his name?
He was in Shutter Island.
He's
I was gonna say he was in Thor 3, but that doesn't help.
He was?
No.
He's a freaking
Are you not talking about Mark Ruffalo?
No, the other
Who are you talking
the other Hulk.
Oh, I thought you said the other Hulk. But that's not from The Incredible Hulk.
No, he is from Incredible Hulk.
Oh, so you're talking about Edward Norton.
Yeah, freaking the real Tyler Durden.
Yeah, he was... Edward Norton was in Birdman, where he basically plays himself, but I'm not sure if he realised he plays himself. Because he played, like, a stage actor who was, like, really up his own arse and was also a massive arsehole on set. And was also a massive arsehole to his fellow actors. And possibly trying to, like, get off with someone on set. And that, like, the writers will say, oh yeah, we're inspired by certain someone. And people are like, I think this is inspired by Edward Norton.
I didn't realise that Edward Norton was such an asshole.
Apparently, he can't... Well, I don't know. You know, like, how some people are good on set? Like, some people are like, oh, he was a dream.
Jack Black.
Yeah, like, he's amazing to work with. Mm-hmm. Or someone else has been referred to, like, who you wouldn't really expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a massive dream to work with on set. And, like, they're really brilliant, even though you wouldn't expect it.
Like someone who plays assholes on...
Yeah. But I'm not sure if Edward Norton in his private or public life is. Like, I don't know how he is, but apparently on set, he's a bit of a dickhead sometimes.
He can't be worse than freaking Blade.
Oh, yes. Some of the f***ing is going to be always ice skating uphill.
I mean, like, how he literally only communicated with the director through, like, post-it notes.
Oh, yeah, and how he refused to speak at one point in Blade 2. Was it? Or Blade 1?
One of those movies.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Why am I forgetting literally everyone's name today?
Yeah. Yeah, you remember Oren Marco.
Of course I remember Oren Marco.
Our God.
Our Lord and Savior. But one thing that I'm not forgetting is the structure of this podcast.
Whoa!
And I feel like we've yapped about everything and nothing for long enough to move on to the final-ish segment of the night.
The final?
Final order. Which is the light side.
The dark side.
And the one in the middle.
The Bendu. We've got to say it with as much enthusiasm as Peter Dinklage.
The Bendu.
We should get...
Bendu came from the moon.
We should cameo Peter Dinklage to announce our sections. It's like, and now it's a crocheted granite. Well, I would pay £20 for that.
It would probably cost way more than that.
Yeah. Well, we were going to get... if Tamara Morrison was on cameo.
If he's on cameo, like, that would be a worthy investment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely.
Like, unironically...
Yeah.
We should check.
Maybe. I don't know. Last time we did, he wasn't on there.
Oh, did you actually check?
Yeah, I actually did check.
Good. Undertaker is on cameo.
Whoa.
But he's like, he charges like hundreds of dollars.
Wow, what a bloody... taking my money to his grave.
Mm. But like, arguably, The Undertaker is a bigger deal than freaking Tamara Morrison.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to say it, he is.
So sad.
Yeah. But maybe one day Tamara Morrison will be the biggest star in Hollywood.
Talking about big deals. What big was deals. Your big deal light side? Doi.
What? Did you call me a doi?
Cowdoi.
Cowdoi. First rule of Star Wars, take off your pants. What was that accent?
Oh, I don't know.
Also, first rule of Star Wars?
First rule. Oh my god. Maybe, yes.
It's weird that you slept way less than me and yet I'm the one who's f***ing up.
Whoa.
Anyway, my light side for tonight... was something that I was hoping for this series to do, and that is to make cameos and guest characters who are not incredibly forced and don't contain like an elongated spiel about who they are, why they're important, and who they met. Like literally with the Marta sisters,
they're just there.
They're just there. They allude to Ahsoka and the stuff that happened when they met, kind of, but they're not like Bo-Katan, who's like, my name is Bo-Katan, I am the princess of Mandalore, and I need the Darksaber because I need to become this, and I met the Rebels crew, and I will be also important in the future. And hello, my name is Saw Gerrera, you met me, and Captain Rex met me, and I am very important.
Yeah, 100%, that was my issue with the first episode.
Yeah, which was one of the things that, you know, really disappointed me, since obviously I wanted things to be more like this.
Yeah.
And kind of how you said that this is the way you introduce other people, and you could do that for extended universe as well.
Yeah.
Just introduce them as characters, do what they're meant to do, and if you want to allude to things, you don't have to.
Yeah.
They're just there, they're characters, they're perfectly serviceable.
Exactly. Like, I think also bringing them in is like definitely reinforces that it's just a sequel series as well.
Yeah.
And I think that could probably Like, you'd have to justify why you're not explaining who these people are.
Do you have to justify, though?
No, well, I feel like you would have to like, execs or something.
To execs, probably.
Yeah, like, so, I don't know how they got around it with Maul and Solo, but somehow they did. But what I mean is, like, you can make the argument that people who watch Bad Batch would have already seen, at the very least, the last season of Clone Wars, and therefore would know who the Martell sisters are.
Probably. But at the same time, like, if you haven't seen Ahsoka's walkabout, you're not losing out on... Like,
no, because you just really assume they're new characters.
Yeah, and, like, their message is, like, pretty clear. Like, you... Like, we are doing the good fight. We met someone who also, like, was saying things, but, you know, you are one of the good ones. And if you know that they're talking about Ahsoka, that's great. But if you don't, like, it still makes sense what they're doing.
I didn't even... Yeah.
And yeah. They didn't have to be like, oh, 3 months ago we met this former Jedi named Ahsoka and we talked about this and she did this.
Yeah, it was actually over 6 months ago.
What?
No, over 9 months ago.
Was it?
Yeah, because that, remember, that time was the last time Anakin was on Coruscant.
Oh, yeah.
And the last time he saw Padme before
last
episode
time they
3.
Held hands.
Yeah, last time they held hands.
Yeah, it's just slightly confusing because it came out after Bad Batch, but takes place before Bad Batch.
Yes. It takes place a long time before Bad Batch.
Like 4 months?
And the end of Ahsoka's walkabout is a direct link to the start of
the Mandalore.
The Siege of Mandalore arc. And the start of the Siege of Mandalore arc, they talk about the events of Ahsoka's walkabout as if they just happened, even though they happened 9 months ago.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's pretty weird. So, yeah.
That's like a third of the war.
Yeah. That's weird to think that.
That's like half the time that Ahsoka was in the war.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, the Clone Wars movie takes place a year into the war.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah. Oh, my God.
At least we think
we
so.
We think it does. Well, it
the
was
confirmed.
The
comic confirmed it.
Comic did confirm it.
The comic used to be canon, and it should still be canon.
Oh, and... Yeah.
But that is assuming that the battle where Wolf loses his eye doesn't take place like too long after the movie.
Oh well.
Although it is weird that like that would imply that everything in between like Ahsoka's like leaving the Jedi Order and her becoming Anakin's Padawan, that all of that takes place in 1 year.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit weird?
What do you mean, weird as in?
Isn't that, like, wouldn't it make more sense if it was, like, at least 2 years?
Well, it could be 2 years. We don't know how long Ahsoka was actually fighting in the Clone Wars.
Well, if the Clone Wars are 3 years long,
yes,
give or take, and 1 year of that takes place before the movie,
yeah,
and 9 months of that take place after she leaves the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
That's 15 months.
At least 9 months.
So that's at most 15 months that
yeah,
she was Anakin's Padawan.
Yeah, but it's possible Ahsoka's walkabout does not take place immediately after she leaves the Jedi Order.
So it could be more?
It could be more time.
So it's probably less than 15 months that she's Anakin's Padawan.
Yeah, potentially.
She changes quite a lot. Growth spurt?
Yeah. Togruta's.
She's a Togruta, yeah. We don't know what Togrutan biology looks
yeah,
like.
Well, we do know.
We do know what their head things are, but we don't know how quickly they age.
Exactly.
She's 14, but who knows what that means.
Yeah, you hear that? You go into jail. Anyway.
Like that ATTE pilot.
Yeah, he's in jail.
He's in jail.
Actually, he's dead, canonically.
We don't know that.
We do know that. His ATTE f***ing exploded.
That doesn't mean he was in it. He was put to jail before it exploded.
Wow.
He got beamed up to Sunspot Prison.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway.
You remember in The Simpsons when they did the Star Trek reunion, like, parody episode, and then they have Scotty. It's like, Scotty, quickly, do something on the control panel. It's like, I'm trying, Captain, but I can't even reach the thing because he's so...
He's too fat.
Fucking Simpsons.
That feels more like a Family Guy joke.
I know. No, it was early Simpsons. It wasn't even late Simpsons. Well, not early. It was like Golden Age Simpsons.
Mm. Like before season 9.
Yeah.
Before Principal and the Pauper, or whatever it's called.
Mm.
You remember what? With when it's revealed that Skinner is not actually Skinner?
So funny. When it was like Hans Morrigan or something.
Were they friends? Was it the Korean War that they were in?
The Vietnam War.
I forgot that Skinner went to Vietnam.
Look.
It's probably not canon anymore.
Simpsons canon is f***ing weird. There is a YouTuber that has gone through all the Simpsons episodes to try and create canon timelines of all these characters.
I can't do that.
He has!
Remember that Lisa had two canon eighth birthdays? There are two different episodes, at least, that deal with Lisa's eighth birthday.
Oh my god. And there's two episodes that deal with Bart's end of year exams as well.
Mm.
So...
It's not supposed to. It doesn't matter.
I think like the idea is that it takes place over the same year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
For ad infinium. Is that the...
I don't know. It's like all those long-term cartoons where the protagonist never ages. All the kids' stuff, like Pokemon, he's always been 10.
Mm.
Like, at one point, canonically, they talk about him being on the road for an entire year, and he's still 10. Whoa. Although that's only in the dub, I think. But either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's all interesting.
I guess.
Mm.
But it's, like, one of those things that is definitely not worth...
What if Ahsoka is the opposite of that? She keeps aging, even though she shouldn't.
So she...
They age her up to 16, even though it's only been half a year.
They don't have to do that. She's a Togruta. Who knows how that works? Let's not talk about Ahsoka's age anymore.
Yes. To be fair, that is a spicy topic.
Let's talk about something that doesn't disturb at least you. Let's talk about your light side for this episode.
Well, my light side is the self-awareness of all of the characters.
Mm.
They know what.
Are you saying that you like the self-awareness of all those characters? They know. I'm baiting you into a joke.
I don't know what the joke is.
Is there an echo here?
Oh, yes! That too. Okay. Like,
that felt like a joke that we would make, and that's why I loved it.
That joke, fucking scratch what I said, even though that's true, I like the self-awareness. That
is a part of it.
It's part of it. That joke, I completely forgot about it, and I love that. Because my only thing is that I would have liked it if we could see Echo's expression, as in, like, it would have been amusing if he was, like, smirking.
No, I think he was completely serious.
Oh, he's completely serious?
That's what I think, anyway.
Right, either way.
Because, like, one of the Martez sisters is saying, like, oh, we need an extraction, we need a distraction.
And then the other sister says...
What we need is a distraction. And then, she's like...
Is there an echo here?
Yes, what do you need?
Love it.
What are you talking about? Well, I am Echo.
Yeah.
That was sounds so stupid. I loved it.
Yeah.
It would have been better if he was, like, helpful.
He was helpful. He did the whole thingy.
No, there was tech.
No, he plugged himself in. He rammed his bloody rod into the bloody control panel.
That's not when that happened. I mean, he did before. When they were, like, putting, like, that big stick into the droid head.
Yeah.
So Echo was there for no reason.
Like, Echo was just T-posing in the corner while all that was going on.
Yeah, basically.
So
he was being a human reaper.
Human reaper. Oh, yeah.
Did you already forget?
Look.
We'd say many things.
Well, I have said many words in my life.
But this ain't one of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a word I've never said. Hmm.
Well, I know of one word that you definitely did say.
Which is?
Echo.
Whoa! Is there an echo here?
Yes, what do you need?
Well,
we're just going to do the whole bit again.
Yeah.
But what were the other bits of self-awareness that you liked?
It's like, bloody... Them, like, reflecting on themselves as soldiers,
mm-hmm.
as like knowing their place, as knowing what is right, as knowing their names, as knowing their
noodle arms.
Their noodle arms, yep. Bloody Omega is like, oh, I've got noodle arms, but I've got a strong will.
Although it was a little weird that she like got over the tuning out the surroundings with like zero progress.
Well, that doesn't matter. People said that it's Ashley. She's more focused in battle.
Mm.
Which some people are.
I guess so.
Like, some people are like more can focus themselves in a life or death situation.
When adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah, but struggle in like, you know, something else.
Mm.
So maybe that's the same with Omega.
Maybe.
And if so, Omega's fucking traumatized then, deep down. If like she is getting that accustomed to war and battle and violence that she is actually at peace when people are getting shot around her.
Child soldier.
Good child soldiers follow orders.
Well, yes, I guess.
Bad boss. Big boss. Well, big boss was a bad boss.
Big boss baby. Well, depends on your definition of a bad boss. He's a bad guy, but people fucking love him. Even though the way you increase...
People loved fucking Stalin.
Some people.
Oh,
they were afraid of Stalin.
Well, we called him Uncle Joe in the war. And then immediately after, we're like, fuck that guy.
Yeah. But like, the way you increase staff morale in Metal Gear Solid 5 is by like beating up your soldiers, literally.
What?
Yeah, if
he
like,
does not sound like a good boss.
It's, I guess they see it as like training or something, but if you like go to your base and grapple your soldiers, their morale goes up.
Mm.
And they're like, thank you for this, boss.
That's a similar thing to like Mountain Blade Warband, is like when you train your warband to be better at fighting by defeating them in sparring sessions.
Mm.
Like, the more you beat them up, the better they get at fighting.
The difference is that in Metal Gear, they don't fight back. You literally just grapple them, choke them out, and their morale goes up.
That's kind of... Maybe they're into it.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're like, oh, thanks.
They're all pretty weird.
Thanks, sir. Wonder why they call you Big Boss.
I mean, some of their names are like Sadistic Vulture and stuff like
that. Sadistic Vulture.
Because like the way their names are, like code names are, it's like an adjective and an animal.
Have you seen Brian David Gilbert's Unraveled on Metal Gear Solid names? Of like how you can find out your Metal Gear Solid name.
I have. I made mine, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, I can't remember mine. Mine was pretty shit. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, it's not that great. But yeah. It's... There can
it was still a funny video.
There can only be one decoy octopus.
Yes. But, talking about things that disappointed or were a bit bad, what was your bloody Dark Side batch bad Dark Side?
Okay. Well, this is a tough one because as we established, this was a freaking good episode.
Yeah, it was a freaking good one.
I don't know what to make my Dark Side. So I guess I will make my Dark Side the recklessness that of the Bad Batch when they were training Omega's bow skills.
Yeah.
Because they put the target like right next to the entrance.
Yeah, it almost killed a willing patron.
Yeah, like a random person who was just going to the bar.
Yeah, she wanted to get bevved and instead almost got bloody...
deathed.
I almost said knotted. I meant like shot in the head. What do you call that? Like bloody erased or something.
Almost got fragged.
Fragged. Well, I think that's different.
Insta-gibbed.
Yeah. Oof. She got Josh me gibbed.
She just...
Sitting with the pigs in Tortuga.
Sitting in a tree.
I'm sitting on the toilet.
What?
the song, remember? Yes, I'm walking down the street. I'm doing the poo. That's a great one. This is the first Auntie Donna video I ever saw. I saw that years
Interesting
ago.
Interesting choice.
Oh, right. No, my sister showed it to me. But I didn't know it was Auntie Donna. That wasn't when she tried to get me to like Auntie Donna, and she showed me the camping pranks.
Where they're just pissing his mouth.
Yeah,
and
I was like, this isn't funny.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, I was like, is Pamela a friggin' Anderson's head or whatever it was at the end?
I don't know. I'm doing a poo with the Hank Azaria song.
The what?
You know, the voice actor who used to voice Apu until they were like, maybe let's not have white people voice all the minorities.
Why is that his song?
I'm doing Apu.
Oh! Oh my gosh. I'm slow.
You've not been sleeping.
Yeah.
It's valid. Don't put yourself down.
Much like your criticism.
Ooh, and what else is a criticism?
The bloody...
you?
What was the gas? Why was that? Why was everyone leaving?
I don't know.
Like...
it was just, you know, it was loud and noticeable.
It was loud, it was noticeable, but like...
that's all you need. It literally could have been just steam. But you would notice that someone freaking shot a steam.
The thing is, it's not our job to understand... as viewers, it's not our job to understand what a freaking plot point is. Like, I mean, it's not our job to try and, like... you know, figure it out for ourselves.
You don't have to. It was just a loud thing.
Yeah, I know, but why?
That they noticed.
Yeah, but why? What was it?
Just assume that it was steam.
Why should we assume?
That's what we do all the... I know that it makes an ass out of you and me.
Yes.
But that's all that we do.
Like, next thing you're going to say is that Boba Fett doesn't have robot feet.
Oh, no, well, he 100% does.
Yeah.
Even if, like,
I
in
about
the book of
night.
Boba Fett... why did you dream of Boba Fett's feet?
I don't know. It was that he was walking around and then he had, like... it was, like, a zoom in. It was, like, the War of Bounty Hunters comic was turned into a live-action series.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boba Fett was walking along something. And then, like, there was a camera shot on his feet when he was walking. And every time, like, he was walking, you could actually see, like, inside his boots was, like a twisting server. Like, not server, a twisting, like,
servo?
Thingy.
No.
Yeah, you know, like...
I know what you mean.
Like, what is usually used to, like, show, oh, this thing's a robot, or this thing's not human. You know, it's like that, but on his, like, heels.
Yeah. When you... I literally imagined the same thing before you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like how I... so, I mean, I'm going to pay... all I can say is that I'm going onto the Feet database. I'm searching up Boba Fett right now. No, I'm not doing that because I never,
like,
want to go near that website.
Literally, even if in the Book of Boba Fett, you see like a shot of like his feet and they have skin on them. Like, remember freaking Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah, the skin on Luke's hand.
The skin on Luke's hand. It exists.
It exists, yeah. Fake skin.
Fake skin, that's what they do.
Look.
Like in iRobot.
Luke is almost a skinny.
No, he's just a cyborg.
That is cool that he's a cyborg.
Yeah, people don't talk about it. He's a cyborg.
Yeah. Much like how cyborg is in between a man and a machine. What is your in between on good and bad?
Well, I
love that segue.
It's just a thing that kind of happened, and a thing I picked up that was kind of neat.
You?
I picked up on the slot machines in Sid's restaurant.
The slot machines?
Yeah, in the beginning, you can see, like, slot machines and other, like, gambling thingies. There was, like, a slot machine with, like, droid heads for symbols and stuff. That was pretty fun.
What, like, battle droid?
Yeah, battle droid. B1 battle droid heads.
That's interesting.
Possibly foreshadowing the thing that would happen like 2 minutes later.
Yeah, the battle droids like come back to life.
I meant talking about like that they need to retrieve.
Oh,
like,
a head! Oh, fucking hell.
Did you forget that the mission this time is to get head?
I how can I forget? I mean, it's a pretty integral part to Star Wars lore.
Yep.
But
let's...
that is interesting though.
Hmm.
I didn't notice that detail.
Yeah, it was just like a little fun thing.
I wonder if it was the last episode too.
It probably would have been there because it's the same room, but who knows if there would be like a shot of it.
Mm.
Because I feel like for most of that segment they were looking towards the bar. But who knows?
Yeah.
Speaking of something else.
What?
What's your one in the middle?
My one in the middle of the bender is actually something I noticed too, and that's something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was taken from a different art style. Ooh. And taken into Clone Wars art style.
Ooh.
And that was... Bum-ba-bum. The workers' costumes.
Oh.
They were used in Rebels. They're the speeder bike factory workers' uniforms.
Oh, wow.
You remember?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
They went Thrawn, like...
I remember the factory. I remember when Thrawn was like... Oh, you're saying that this speeder bike is completely safe. Well,
why don't you ride it?
Hmm. Turn the speed up to max. Yes. What is that?
Oh,
why
God.
Is my throne a sex pest?
Jesus Christ. It's like.
Yes, crank that dial. We are going to Corellia to get some head.
Oh no, Mikkelsen, why?
It's probably because he was kind of a pest in...
What, Lars Mikkelsen?
Yeah, Lars Mikkelsen in Sherlock.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Remember when we talked about that for like half an hour?
Yeah, how... How
we would lick people's faces.
Yeah, how he technically didn't actually do anything. I mean, he was blackmailing people, but he was blackmailing people with...
Blackmailing is a crime.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so blackmailing is a crime. But he didn't actually have any of the things he said he had, did he? Everything was just in his mind.
Yeah.
So, he, like...
What, was it that he would infer things about people and he was correct? Or was it just that he had evidence, but not physical evidence?
He had evidence, but not physical evidence.
Mm.
But
he would... He still had blackmail material.
Yeah, blackmail material he physically didn't have. But he would use his knowledge of the material to blackmail people. But... The blackmail doesn't actually stand because there's no proof.
Did you look this up since last time? Because last time we talked about this, you had no idea what I was talking about.
I in the process of watching that episode, actually.
Oh, fine.
Because I've been rewatching all Sherlock, so.
Ahead of Harry's Moving Castles analyses.
Yeah, I get to realize. Well, I rewatched H Bomber Guy's hour and 45 minute.
Why would
Sherlock.
You do that to yourself?
Because I enjoyed it, because it's quite interesting.
Yes, but can you even enjoy Sherlock after that perfect dismantling?
I wanted to realise how much of a travesty it was. And Karen Travis, get it? Republic Commander books?
No.
Never mind.
I've never read them.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, but Lars Mikkelsen and that.
I have like two of them, but I don't.
He did lick people's faces, and that wasn't cool. But did he deserve to get shot in the face, or in the head? I guess that is the only way to get rid of the quote-unquote evidence.
I guess. If you put him in jail, you're just going to have another... What is his name? Zephyr Holmes?
Yeah.
What, is that her name?
What? It was bloody... No, it wasn't Artemis.
It's not Artemis.
Artemis Fowl.
Was... Whatever the sister's name is.
Yeah, stupid name.
Yeah. I think that was something to do with...
Arena. I don't know.
Arena is... the first JoJo's wife.
Wow.
Arena Pendleton.
Wow. Bloody, yeah. I think Lars Mikkelsen could play Thrawn live action, though, obviously.
Definitely. Like, they've been doing that, well, at least once, that they cast the voice actor for the live action. They did that once.
Yeah, with Bloody Bo-Katan and...
And no one else.
Katie Sackhoff. But... Yeah, they're not going to do it again.
Mm.
I don't think. I think they're gonna get bloody Pierce Brosnan as soon as they can.
You know, when I see it, I will probably hate it less.
I don't think Pierce Brosnan doesn't look like an alien.
Especially if you make him blue and give him red eyes.
Yeah.
That's what Chiss are. They look like humans if you're colorblind.
Yeah.
And well, that's not how colorblind.
You know who really has an alien head and also appeared in Sherlock?
Mm?
Benedict Cumberbatch. He literally has an alien head.
Yeah, but he literally said he doesn't want to be Thrawn or whatever.
Did he?
Yeah, but people were like, oh, what if you were going to play this? Remember how recently like everyone's been talking about Benedict Cumberbatch as Thrawn?
No.
That's been a thing, like, recently.
I'm not saying I would want to see... I don't want to see that. I don't think he would fit.
He could be a Chiss, but not necessarily.
Oh yeah, as I said, he's got the head for it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Just make him blue.
Blue head. Give him blue head. gotta get that blue head.
It's like blue balls, but worse.
Oh god. Yeah. I think.
What was your one in the middle again?
the fact that we see the same costumes, uniforms as in Rebels.
We went
but
a long
time. I found out something that is very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this important fact that everything we knew is a lie.
Oh no.
The droid models used in Bad Batch and in Season 7 of Clone Wars, they are the droid models from Star Wars Rebels.
Oh no.
That's just a fact.
I feel betrayed.
Yeah. They're not the same art style as the Clone Wars. They're the models used in Rebels.
Has anyone, like, literally noticed?
No.
No. It's not
no one's noticed. It's not important.
It's not like they look different.
They don't look different, but I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
That they just reused that model. I mean, because quite often in Rebels, like, you can't do that because the art style fucks with things so much that it doesn't work in any way, shape, or form in, like, live action or in Bloody Clone Wars. That didn't stop people, though, because they used, in Episode 9, for some of the spaceships, they just used models from Rebels and Clone Wars, even though the proportions are wrong because there's freaking animation!
At least they didn't use the Rebels,
Star Destroyer. Yes, the Zeiston class is the Rebels Star Destroyer.
The really, really, really tall towers.
Oh my god. Yeah.
They did reuse the Rogue One.
They did.
They just made them bigger.
Two times the size.
Yeah, including the windows.
Yeah.
So all the floors are just double the size.
Yeah, maybe they're made for Kaminoans.
Maybe.
Or a bloody...
well, we know they're not.
Yarl Poof.
They're made
have
for
you
those
seen?
300 million people who died.
Yeah, I forgot 300
and that's
million.
That's only counting the bad guys.
Oh, fuck.
Because how many ships were there? Were there like a million ships who came to the aid of the Resistance? Or
yeah,
whatever?
Something like that. And a lot of them were just... As that guy on Thingy Pride's... bridge, he says, like, they're just people. So a lot of them were bound to die.
Yeah.
So.
And they did.
And they did die. Like Ni Num in Tantive 4, like we said last week.
Or other people.
Or other people, yeah. Okay, I'm just going to say, that battle wasn't good.
I didn't like it much.
No, because we barely got to see, there was no establishing shots.
It's pretty confusing.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was weird that all they had to do to destroy all of them was take down one ship.
That was dumb.
I didn't like the horses.
Yeah, especially when they could have just like turned sideways and they fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh well, but at least we did watch something this week that was very good.
Indeed,
and something that we'd like to hear your opinions on. That's right, we actually value your opinion. We're the only people who value your opinion.
That kind of feels like a toxic relationship. We should not go this way.
We're the only people that listen to you guys.
No one loves you except us.
Yeah, so hit that like button. Smash that subscribe button.
Don't make us smash you.
Ring our bell. No, ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Comment. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. That your opinion matters because these guys on the internet told you so.
Yeah, we validate you. You are.
Oh, God.
We don't have to validate you. You're valid.
You're valid, at least until your expiry date on the day you die.
Hey, this is our first episode in Pride Month.
Whoa.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
That didn't sound disingenuous.
No, that's how we should... Is it. Yeah. Gotta sound not disingenuous for something that actually we are quite happy about.
Yeah, quite gay about, if you will.
Whoa, I'm not.
I
gay.
Am. Partially.
I am happy. I'm not gay.
But Freddy, why are you so upset? Gay means happy.
I've said this before in the podcast. I fucking hated in primary school people would do that. When people were used gay as like an insult because obviously primary school, and then like they told the teacher, it's like, actually gay means happy, Mrs. Binder, and I'm like, fuck you, Joe. Oh, Joe Mama.
You made that joke today on this episode.
You made that joke, actually.
Well, yes.
So, technically, I'm right.
Technically, we both made that joke.
Both.
Both is good. Speaking of things that are good, not this podcast, but...
It's been a train wreck. Or has it? Tell us below.
Tell us.
Tweet us at onerderon, or one word.
Email us, onerderon@gmail.com, or one word.
Or one word.
Or just whatever, I don't know.
Or just send us a letter. How you send it to Father Christmas? Send it to
Daddy on Erderon.
Daddy on Erderon. And
send it to addresses to Hans Gerst.
Hans Gerst
at 69 Sex Street, Bangkok.
Yeah, just send it there, and we'll reply as capably as we can to your valued questions, your valued insights, and of course, just whatever shit you have to say. If it's
just be cool.
Be cool. Be cool in Pride Month.
Be cool and prosper.
Indeed.
My favorite Stargate quote.
Be cool and prosper. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
You may fire when ready.
I mean, for us, for like our latest videos, it's like one like per three viewers. Because it's one like and three viewers.
Yes.
Press the like?
No, I don't like the videos.
You're not the only one there, bucko.